kind of a local story now. Frank Coley, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
There's got to be a song for what's going on in Stockton, California, right?
Sure, I'm actually working on one.
Yeah, maybe it'll have this lyric. Listen.
Unfortunately, it is the equivalent of cutting off your arm to save the rest of the body.
That's Stockton City Manager Bob Days saying it's the equivalent going bankrupt, which is what Stockton is doing, the largest city in the United States to go bankrupt. And that's what it feels like, cutting off your arm to save the rest of your body. It doesn't rhyme, but it's got some lyric potential there, Frank.
It's got a hook.
Yeah. So how long have you lived in Stockton?
I've lived in Stockton since I was 10 years old and I'm 63.
So what do you think about what's going on in there? I mean, in some sense, bankruptcy for the city manager probably doesn't affect you directly.
No, it doesn't. And I mean, it's our major, you know, more than bankruptcy protection, we need people protection. The crime situation here has continuously escalated from the 60s when busing and forced Section 8 housing was put into effect.
And, you know, as Forbes ranked Stockton as America's most miserable city in 2010?
We had to come up with something else. You know, how are you going to top that? We were number one for foreclosures for a few years and then the most miserable city you can live in. And then we were number two in the state. We were number one in the state for violent crimes. Now we've dropped down to number two. So bankruptcy seemed like a good option.
So tell me one nice thing I can do in Stockton, or three nice things I can do in Stockton.
To give you an idea of where Stockton is centrally located in the San Joaquin Valley. We have the most fertile ground of any agricultural area in the United States. I mean, we have a large delta waterways where there's tons of skiing, fishing, and that the type of water sports. We've got a great sports arena here. We're an hour from San Francisco. We're 45 minutes from Sacramento. So there's a lot of great things about the town, man. But the crime situation is just over the top.
So, you know, in the San Joaquin Valley, of course, you know, tomatoes are great, but just look out for Tech Nines.
Yeah, 100%. You know, people have to. We're between two of the large. I mean, the major. Vehicle hubs in the state of California. Interstate 5 is on one side, Highway 99 is on the other side. So this is an enormous drug conduit for the state of California.
Now, I'm hearing your kind of bass voice there as a musician and a songwriter. Can you give me some insights into how you're trying to craft this into a song about Stockton?
Yeah, well, I'm actually just kind of. I'm just working on a blues shuffle that I can pop into that groove and see what I can lay down. I've been doing this for over 40 years, so that's the way that goes.
But so it goes way beyond I've got the Stockton blues, right?
Yes, it does. It's like way beyond I've got the Stockton blues. Like, how can I walk downtown without getting my head popped off? I mean,
maybe you should move, Frank.
Well, you know, I'm actually moving back to Hawaii in about 7 months. I'd left here for about 10 years, and then I came back to help out my family and a family business. And I have two children. My son's an attorney in Sacramento. He's 27 years old and a 25-year-old daughter.
All right. Well, maybe they should be a part of the Stockton tax base, but it doesn't look like it if you're moving to Hawaii. Frank, good luck to you.
Thank you, brother.
Frank Coley is a musician and songwriter based in the soon-to-be-bankrupt Stockton, California.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.